T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, last week I was eating a Twix for Beat the Hammer, and that clearly did not go well.
But blaming this week, the Twix.
This week, the meatball sub.
Well, that was before the show, yeah. But I would say this. I mean, those of you that love tennis know that a player has a tendency sometimes when he hits a bad shot, he or she, look at the racket. Like, what went wrong with the racket?
Funny that you go tennis, considering tennis was part of the reason you lost last week. Sure.
And what was the question?
The Pete Sampras question.
Yeah, that was bad. Anyway, all I'm saying is I'm looking at my racket, which in this case is my Twix from last week. So no Twix this week. But I am ready to play, and I'm ready to win Beat the Hammer as I enter this week with an 88-10 clip, which still, all things considered, isn't bad. It's actually fantastic. And this week, John Barcher, who's in for Richie today, we have a pair of tickets to Bouts on Broad on the line.
Oh, yeah.
The Met Philly Boxing Series. It's taking place Friday of next week, April the 26th at the Met Philly. Tickets are available, if you don't win them here right now, at themetphilly.com. Go to some fights. How about that? Let's play a little thing we call Beat the Hammer. All righty. And our contestant this week is Earl in Dover. And Earl in Dover, if I may use a boxing analogy, please, I need a tomato this week. Tell me you're a tomato.
Yeah, I'm a tomato, John.
Yes, poor guy. You set him up and be like, tell me you stink at this, Earl.
Yeah. Earl, how are you doing, like, trivia in general, sports trivia in general? What do you think?
I think I'm okay.
Like,
oh,
it.
Oh, it's not
understated
good.
Confidence right there.
I'm looking for a McNeely, Earl. I'm looking.
I hear you.
Hopefully he's a Buster Douglas instead in honor of One at Wonders.
All right, Earl, let me put you on hold for 1 second. We welcome Mike and Ben Salem. Mike, I'm playing for you, and I'm not as confident as usual, but I should get the job done. Mike, what do you think?
All right, Joe, I'm usually rooting against you, but good luck this week. Let's go.
Thank you. All
Let's
right.
Get it.
Mike, you got it. I may throw the match, though, just because you said you're rooting against me normally. We go back to Earl and Dover. Earl, I'm stepping into the sound.
Here's something else.
I'm not happy.
It would never. He would
It'll
not throw the
happen.
Match for anything.
Anything.
See, here's nothing on the planet that could make him throw the match.
You guys don't know how many times I have thrown the match.
Oh, yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Amongst
sure.
the 10 losses.
Sure, buddy.
So far.
I see you get so mad when he loses.
before he goes and steps in there, what? By the way, Survivor isn't a one-hit wonder with Eye of the Tiger. You listen to the Rocky IV soundtrack and High on Life.
I mean, is that really...
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
I like that he's taking his time to take a shot at another One in Wonder.
It's all right. Right there. Earl, I'm going to the studio. Good luck, pal.
Thanks, man.
All right, yeah. Earl, let's bring your stuff, man.
He's
listen,
great.
Nice
Barcher,
and easy.
You might not know this, but is now 50 seconds.
Oh,
beautiful.
We're on it, buddy.
So
we
got
are
an
on
extra
it.
5 seconds here for you. We're waiting for the Hammer to saunter into his booth. Not feeling good today, Earl. I feel like there's an opening here.
Yeah.
The Hammer has never lost twice in a row. Today could be the day. Earl, you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
I am.
Here we go. Our category today, pretty obvious. Could have seen it coming. Notable Sixers playoff teams, Earl. So all of the questions will have to do with the Sixers and notable Sixers playoff teams. Are you ready to go, sir?
Now, is it the teams or is it players on the
team? It is players on the team, so or coaches or whatever. It has to do with those teams. It'll be pretty clear when I ask the questions. There are questions related to those teams, to specifically notable playoff teams.
And, Earl, just so you know, I'm going to pump my fist no matter what you answer just to throw off Joe a little more
like
today,
it.
All right?
I like it.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, Earl, here we go. Again, the clock will start as soon as I am finished asking the first question. Let's play Beat the Hammer. Question number one. Moses Malone led the 1982-83 Sixers with 26 points per game in the playoffs. Who was second at 18.8 points per game?
Maurice Cheeks.
The 1976-77 Sixers lost in the NBA Finals. Who was their head coach?
Billy Cunningham.
Oops, sorry, that is not correct. My fault. I hit the wrong button. Dikembe Mutombo led the 2000-2001 Sixers in rebounds during the playoffs. Who was second?
I pass.
The champion 1966-67 Sixers had three players score over 20 points per game in the playoffs. Wilt Chamberlain and Hal Greer were two of them. Who was the third?
I'll go Billy Cunningham.
Between last season and the first three games this year, which current Sixer has scored the most total points in the playoffs the last two seasons combined?
We'll go Jeez. A pass.
It was J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
All right. It's all right. Look, we're going to hope, Earl, that it happens.
Listen, there's a goose egg in there somewhere.
Look, the hammer has gone zero before.
Yeah.
These are not the easiest questions. There are some potential answers on both. So we're going to put you on hold, Earl. Hang in there. Let's hope beyond hope we will wave the hammer back into the studio.
He's not in his normal soundproof booth, but
so
he is.
That's probably a good thing.
Oh, you know what? He's in Turtle Studio.
The hammer is all about routine.
Yeah.
So if you could throw off the routine, throw off the habit,
and let me just say
this.
Turtle Studio has a lot of static electricity in it, so maybe it just, you know, it throws off Joe's brain
enough.
Plus,
I mean, just being around Turtle has to, you know, make you worse at trivia, I would think.
Absolutely.
You know, sauntering back. He looks a little pink. Touch of pinkness over there.
Is he throwing up? He might have been throwing up. He's so nervous.
Because I got a red shirt on.
Uh-huh.
Philly's red.
Why does your face look like your shirt then?
Because I lost last week, and I'm not happy about it.
I like it. I like it.
All right. How about that for a reason? All right, how this this Earl and Dover guy?
How'd he do, guys?
No, how did he do?
Really, how'd he do? I mean,
seriously. A lot of fist pumping. I'll just say that. There was a lot of fist pumping.
And you could see that over radio?
You could see it on Facebook Live.
All right.
You can check the tape afterwards.
All right, what are we talking about here this week?
We are talking about the Sixers. Okay. The playoffs. The category this week is notable Sixers playoff teams.
Okay, that's
all
fair.
All questions have to do with a notable Sixers playoff team.
All right. Does Barcher know that we went to 50 seconds?
He does.
Does Barcher know that he starts the clock at the conclusion of your first question?
He does.
I've done this before.
All right.
You've been here before.
Just making sure.
Yeah, I know. We know. You're a stickler for this type of stuff.
Just want the rules to be fair. Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go. Question number one, as you made sure the clock will start as soon as I'm done. Here we go. Moses Malone led the 1982-83 Sixers with 26 points per game in the playoffs, who was second at 18.8 points per game.
I will guess Andrew Toney.
The 1976-77 Sixers lost in the NBA Finals. Who was their head coach?
The head coach was Gene Shue.
Dikembe Mutombo led the 2000-2001 Sixers in rebounds during the playoffs. Who was second?
We're talking per game?
Either.
I'll guess Tyrone Hill.
The champion 1966-67 Sixers had three players score over 20 points per game in the playoffs. Wilt Chamberlain and Hal Greer were two of them. Who was the third?
It's going to be either Billy Sear or Chet Walker. I will guess that it is Chet Walker.
Between last season and the first three games this year, which current Sixer has scored the most total points in the playoffs the last two seasons combined?
Repeat.
Between last season and the first three games this year, which current Sixer has scored the most total points in the playoffs the last two seasons combined?
I will guess the answer is J.J. Redick.
Oh, my God, we're going to a tiebreaker. I can't believe this.
Nope.
No, we're not.
5-0.
We're
victory.
Not at all.
And did the last one, I mean.
It counted.
You know, it counted.
You
got it.
Either
yeah,
way,
got it
either went 4-0 or 5-0.
How about that?
A strong bounce back performance.
Wow.
From the hammer.
I mean, that was impressive. I can't lie. That was
That's
that was
how
impressive.
You do it, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, damn. Wow. Ah, damn. All righty.
Oh,
let's
man.
Welcome this tomato, Earl in Dover. Earl, I said I needed a tomato, and frankly, it won't even mattered.
Congrats there, buddy, but Survivor was not a one-hit wonder.
Earl, we appreciate you playing Beat the Hammer today.
Thanks for playing, man. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. All right, there he is.
Thanks for being part of the show.
Earl in Dover, Mike and Ben Salem. Michael, did I get the job done or what?
Yeah, that's what I call a knockout right there.
Thank you.
Mike, you sold out your principles just for a prize, and you know what? I'm okay with that.
I respect it.
Yeah, I respect it even
more. A 5'10" guard from Philadelphia.
Wearing a shoe size of 7.5.
Joseph the Hammer DeCamera. We do that in honor of the Zinc on a Sixers playoff day. Mike, let me put you on hold. Congratulations. You're headed to the fights, man. The Met-Philly boxing series happening next weekend. Oh, my birthday, by the way. I don't know what that is. Michael, go to hole. We'll get your information. Shut that music down. It's an 89 and 10 hammer. Thank you very much. It would have been interesting if he had gotten 4 or 5 right to find out if that last one counted or not. It was very close.
Oh, no. You hit it.
I did get it.
Started saying it right before the timer went off. You were good.
Good deal. All right. I'll pat myself on the back. And I'll wish myself. Oh, so wait a minute. Next Friday, I get to 90 on my birthday.
Well, how about hey. That?
By the way, your zinc was fine, but I think this one is the one we should go with. Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for one radio show from the fighting city of Philadelphia, standing at 5'9", 170 pounds, and a shoe size of 7. Please welcome Joe, the Studio Warrior, DeCabra.
Fortune, well done, man.
I forgot about that.
Well, I saw an opportunity to bring it back, well and I done. Had to.
By the way, guys like me can use every inch we can get. Give me the extra inch, please.
Cut it. Cut that one. That's the one.
That's 5'10".
All right. All right. Yes.
All right.
Drop of the week this week is going to have a certain theme. We started some reads this week. It's going to be a risque drop of the week today.
All right. We'll clean this all up coming up next. Show to camera, John Barchard in for Richie. Keep it here on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.